Hey Tom, we got a few minutes left here. I want to talk about two articles that are on the front page of RCTP today. One by Paul Krugman, talking about the crime rate going down in big cities, and from Krugman's point of view, Paul Krugman's point of view, Trump is not talking about this because Trump is just mean, I guess.
Yeah, well, so we put Krugman's piece up there, and then John Lott wrote a response, which we ran right underneath it. So again, you can read both and decide for yourselves who's got the better side of the argument. I mean, Krugman is well, he's famous for being wrong, and he's a very well known. He's at my alma mater, which pains me greatly, but nevertheless, that is what it is. But this idea that Trump has been talking about the crime wave.
Right.
He's been trying to take credit for it. I mean, in D.C. with the National Guard and other places, saying that it's his border policy that's helped reduce crime. I mean, I don't know why Paul Krugman hasn't can't even recognize that. Meanwhile, we've got folks that are in these cities like Brandon Johnson, who talks about the crime rate going down, and he's taking credit for it. So it's just a
Right.
matter of who do you give the credit to? It's not a matter. I think both sides are acknowledging that the crime rate has gone down, and you can argue, well, is that a difference in reporting or whatever? But the numbers, as we see them, show that homicides are down, and so I think everybody agrees that's true. And it's just a matter of well, who do you give the credit to?
Sean, we got only a minute left here, so I hate to do this to you, but does anyone really know what drives down the crime rate?
I don't. So we're going to go back to my opening, epistemic, humility. No, I don't think so. I think it's a complex. It's crime is complex. People's reasons are complex. Blaming it on poverty and government lack of government support. I mean, that I always hate that because it ignores the 99% of poor people who don't commit crimes, which I think is the real story. I it's a complex endeavor. No one should claim credit for it, but of course they will because it's politics.
Yeah, it's
I
also a
do.
trend that's been going on for 20 years. The
Wait
crime
till
rate's
we
been going
defund the
down.
police and abolish prisons. That'll really help things.
Oh, you just lack failure of imagination. You see the
Yes.
world and say why. I see the world and say why not, Tom.
All right, guys. Well, that is our program for today. If you're listening on the podcast apps or watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe, send us a comment. We do read them. I'm Andrew Walworth. I've got Tom Bevin and Sean Trendy with me. Thank you for joining us. We will be back here tomorrow. Have a great day.